Now, I know that our floor in the social hall is not a tower, but it had to be replaced. So we first had to decide if it really needed replacing. What type of replacement was needed? What type of work would need to be done? Who would do the work? How would it be paid for? The release of contracts to do the work. And finally, to pay the bills. So just as the builder in the parable today needed to have everything in order before he started his project or faced the ridicule of those who saw a half-completed job, we need to know that we can finish the job that the Holy Spirit is calling us to. Just as we can now finish the floor, even though it might be taking a little bit longer than what we had anticipated, applying the same concept to our lives, how do we know that we can finish whatever the Lord gives to us? We can by realizing that everything is centered in our relationship with Christ and the Christian life. It is very simply a friendship with Jesus, a friendship so close that we can dare call it communion. It is to realize that we are more than just a mere community, whether it be coming together to replace a floor, or create a very loving family, or to build and support our great school. We are a family. We seek to come together to share something deeper than social or personal relationships. We seek to become friends who know and who are known, who love and are loved. And this friendship becomes a shared life of love, one in which there is an abiding joy. In this communion, we each live for the other. And is that not what Jesus asked of us? To live for others as he lives for us. Such participation in life of another makes life different. It exposes the truth that life is, in its fullness, a shared coming together, a shared reality. And that shared reality is shared between each of us and between God, thus making it a communion. There is no fully human life that is not shared. Communion with others is life's greatest joy because it satisfies the deep desire of our divine image to be with rather than to just merely be. Of course, the greatest communion is with Jesus, because he alone can satisfy our ultimate desire to be with God. Yet, and we must strive for communion with God ourselves here on earth by seeking a shared life with others, by seeking to share with one another not only on a social and personal level, but also on the level of unity with God. Because we are God's people, and that's what being God's people mean. In the Old Testament, God chose the Israelites to be his people, and how many times did they fail? They shared with one another, they had friendships and personal relationships, and they sought to build a great kingdom, but they left God out of it so many times. And so many times he had to remind them, rather drastically and forcefully, what their covenant, their communion with him was all about. So we as Catholics, as Christians, especially as Catholics, now share in this new communion of Jesus Christ, this new covenant. It is a shared communion with each other of us and with God. So today I would like to just take a moment and apply this understanding of communion over community to our parish life and how it relates to our most and our greatest apostolate here at St. Anne Parish, the Light of Christ, our school, the Light of Christ Academy. I want to do this by first stating that we must realize that we are all one, that we are all a one family, that we all seek to live as a loving family in communion with each other, and that together, over these many years, through the love of this parish family, through the love of you all out there, you have come in communion to show a supporting love for our school. And because of that love over the years, we, and I say we because now I'm so proud and humble to be a part of that, have done great things. And we will continue to do great things. But we also must realize that the devil does not like what we are doing here as a parish and a school, and will seek to divide us and turn us against each other at every opportunity. And that is why communication in openness and trust is so very important. It is no secret that our school has gotten off to a slower start than normal. Within a week of school starting, we had two teachers leave for personal reasons, and we still are seeking to fill those positions. Since then, we have adapted, and the great strength and support of our faculty and staff are bringing stability to our classrooms and our school. Their determination, love of our students, and their willingness to complete giving is an inspiration to me and a testament to the greatness of their example to our students. Our goal of the school, realized in our motto, is to acquire knowledge and to think logically in the Catholic classical tradition. In maintaining this goal, there is concern among us that we must do all that we can to maintain our great faculty and staff. I could not agree more. Let me repeat that. I could not agree more. To this end, next week there will be a bulletin insert. It will be actually my homiletic aid, a bulletin insert that will outline in very general terms what we are doing for our great faculty and staff, given the resources we have to address this concern that you all have. What are we doing to hold on to this great faculty and staff, and how can we improve it? How can we continue to increase stability within our school for our students? And I might add that, and I'm not using this as an excuse by any means, but this particular school year, it seems like we're not the only parish faced with this. I've been talking to several of my brother priests, and they are facing the same challenges we are in this respect. Again, I'm not using it as any excuse. I just want to say it's this particular challenge this year is not just centered at, you know, in our school. So now, what I am asking for is your help. I'm asking for the parents and families of our school to seek an ever greater level of communion. I believe that our parish has no greater means to evangelize than through our schools. Let me repeat that. I believe that a parish, and in particular our parish, has no greater means to evangelize than through our schools, to make disciples, what Jesus is talking about today in the gospel. Now is the time that we all need to come together so that the seeds of frustration and fear do not pull us apart. We owe it to our children to make sure that our communion is solid, because we have what is needed to continue to build a great school. I ask that you pray for our school, and if any of you feel called to help in a particular way, through prayer, through the Holy Spirit, and if you feel the Holy Spirit is calling you in any way whatsoever, no matter how minor it might seem, to help our school to grow and continue to evangelize our children, please contact me. My door is always open, unless there's someone in there, then it's closed, but it's always opened. You can always walk by and see me staring at that computer screen. So I ask, as I say, that you pray for our school so that not losing hope or faith in what we have worked so hard for so many years, more than ever we need to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and ask our Blessed Mother for the gift of patience, that she and her Son will not allow anything to hurt our school. I think this is very important. The scholastic model, classical model, and especially the Catholic classical model, takes the foundation of knowledge and it intertwines it with the gospel message, with the Word of God, creating that communion, that shared life, that communion. That's what Catholic classical education does. And because it does that, it intertwines it with God, with God's Word. It makes it solid, because it's based on God and God's, Jesus' covenant with us today. And it will not fail. Last week, I did have the evening mass last week, and we talked about the two nets. And the net at the end of the Gospels, where just before Jesus ascends, did not break. And that is the net that Catholic classical education gives us. That net that will not break. It is the net woven out of shared communion with God. So as Jesus talks about discipleship, it is good to note that it is not automatically given. Our apostolate, Light of Christ Academy, is forming our children to be disciples of Christ. And Jesus says today to us through the gospel, blessed are those called to be disciples. We are all called to be disciples. We have been given, as a St. Anne parish, a great honor and a very great blessing by God to have as our major apostolate Light of Christ Academy that is forming disciples. But along with that comes a very, very great responsibility, and it is only together in prayer, relationship, shared relationship with God, that it will work. And I know it will work because I see it working now. I see it working in all of you. I ask you to keep our apostolate in your prayer and to continue to seek out through the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ how you can help as we move to continue to support the great school that we have and continue to make it grow ever stronger and greater. May God bless you this day. And, oh, by the way, have a very, very holy and blessed and safe Labor Day. So I actually have an excuse now to sleep in tomorrow.